At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Hurricane Erin is creating dangerous conditions at the Jersey Shore, prompting Governor Phil Murphy to declare a state of emergency. The storm is churning up powerful winds and life-threatening rip currents, and coastal flooding is a big concern. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports from Atlantic City.
The National Weather Service says the biggest flooding threat will begin Thursday night. That's the night along New Jersey and Delaware coasts, including Cumberland, Cape May, and Kent and Sussex County. That means flooding on some structures and coastal roadways. That flood warning issued until 2 a.m. As you said, a short time ago, Governor Murphy declaring a state of emergency as they prepare for the storm to ramp up.
Advisories for high surf and dangerous rip currents are in effect. 3 days before SEPTA slashes service because of its budget shortfall, there is no indication that a funding solution is close, but negotiations continue as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Governor Shapiro and leaders in the Republican-controlled state Senate and Democratic-controlled House continue to try to find middle ground on funding mass transit. Philadelphia Democratic Senator Vincent Hughes told reporters Thursday in West Philadelphia that talks aimed at preventing the cuts are still going on.
Conversations are happening. There's information that's been sharing. There's ideas that are going back and forth. We're trying to keep the temperature down, and we're trying to figure out solutions because I think we all know that it is not a viable option to begin a reduction in services that SEPTA provide.
Hughes said even though Democrats last week rejected a Republican plan to use money earmarked for capital projects, it showed the GOP was at least acknowledging that transit funding needed attention, but he wouldn't predict whether a solution could be found before the service cuts take effect on Sunday. A Montgomery County man who spent 30 years in prison before being released after life sentences for juveniles were ruled unconstitutional has been sentenced for stealing tens of thousands of dollars in COVID relief funds just 3 years after he was paroled. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
56-year-old Vernon Steed from Upper Gwynedd sentenced to 11.5 to 23 months in prison, which is typically the maximum for county jail, but Steed's already in state prison for violating parole when he and his wife used stolen IDs and lied on forms in 2021 to get just under $95,000 in COVID rental assistance funds. Steed was sentenced to life in prison for a 1985 murder when he was 17, but paroled in 2018 after life sentences for juveniles were ruled unconstitutional. Steed was appointed to a volunteer position on the Montgomery County Board of Prisons in 2022, but stepped down 3 days before charges were filed.
Steed's wife previously pleaded guilty and was sentenced to house arrest. Authorities in Delaware County are investigating a police-involved shooting that left a man hospitalized. Officials say the officers returned fire after the man shot at them. KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson the details.
It was around 11:30 p.m. when officials say the man shot at police along 21st Street off Edgemont Avenue in Chester City, which is near the Chester Rural Cemetery, not far from Widener University. Prosecutors say officers returned fire, struck the man, who is now in the hospital, but his condition is unknown. Law enforcement sources say the original call was for a domestic-related incident involving the 35-year-old man. The Delaware County District Attorney says he believes police were justified in the shooting, but would not say why. He says detectives from the office's Special Investigation Unit are conducting an independent investigation.
Officials say the man at the center of the shooting is expected to be charged, likely with aggravated assault on law enforcement. A Salem County judge denied a motion today to suppress some evidence in the case against the driver accused of killing hockey star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew last summer. Lawyers for Sean Higgins were asking for some data collected from his Jeep Grand Cherokee to be inadmissible because they argued the state did not obtain the proper warrants. The judge disagreed and denied the request. He ruled all of the searches were legal and officers obtained the proper warrants to collect data from the vehicle's infotainment system, as well as airbag control modules. Higgins is charged with aggravated manslaughter and reckless vehicular homicide. Prosecutors say he was driving under the influence when he struck and killed the Gaudreau brothers as they rode bikes along County Route 551 on August 29th of last year, the night before their sister's wedding. Another hearing is scheduled for September 18th. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.